Well, hello and welcome. This is the Supporters Club podcast on Thursday, the 19th of September, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week so far. I, for one, am really, really looking forward to this weekend. I don't know what the weather's doing, actually. That's going to be a big factor of it, isn't it? What's the weather saying it's going to be doing this weekend? Rain Saturday and Sunday. So that does throw up a bit of a problem, because if it does rain, it's going to limit what I can do. I was down the allotment today, funnily enough, and I was down there. I spent a bit of time cutting the grass, trimming the grass, the usual sort of thing that I do on a Thursday. Going to take quite a bit to get that back into shape after a couple of weeks off. But while I was down there, I was cutting the grass, trimming the grass, and I was making all my plans for this weekend, as I usually do. And the same at home. Made lots of plans of what I can do here at home. And now I've just checked the weather. It's kind of thrown my plans out of place. So I think what I would say, I'm going to share with you what I was planning to do this weekend. So Saturday morning, I was going to head down to the allotment, and I've got a few apples, a few pears that are going to need harvesting. I've been picking a few apples every now and then, actually, and they are delicious. But yeah, pick a few apples, a few pears, get those into boxes and ready to come home. Bit of tidying up, because there's areas that need a bit of trimming, particularly with a hedge cutter to cut down lots of comfrey and get that into the compost bins to help create compost, of course. And then I was going to sow some green manures. I've brought a green manure to trial out, which is specifically created for use in potato beds, or what are going to be potato beds. So they're specifically formulated to start feeding the soil for growing potatoes. And I thought I'd trial those out in some of the beds that are specifically for potatoes. I could still do all these, I'll be honest. It might just be under wet weather, and trimming the grass might be a bit difficult, and cutting the comfrey might be a bit difficult when it's wet. But we can hold out, can't we? Basically, yeah, that's what I was planning to do down on the allotment, trimming and tidying, picking apples and pears, and sowing green manure. Back at home, lots of things going on at home. The home plot is actually looking pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. Got a few areas that need a bit of a tidying up, and I've been preparing the garlic bread, so I'll just give that another good going over, ready to get our garlic and our onions in there. And basically just a good tidy up. I'm looking at taking down one of the sheds in the future, so as it's going to be raining, it might give me the opportunity to sort out one shed and start emptying the other shed into the one shed that is staying. Lots to think about, lots of plans that could be happening. I don't know about you guys, but if you've got any plans for this weekend, then please do let me know. Now, one of the things that we did today is sowed the red mustard seeds. Now, I actually sowed some red mustard a few weeks ago, and we've been enjoying that. It's really good tasting mustard, but really pretty big leaves, which just look stunning in the garden and are delicious to eat and are going to grow really, really well. Now, the ones I've sown today, I've actually sown into plug plant trainers, and we will prick those out or plant them up as they grow. I've sown them about 1 centimetre deep and just dipped a hole, dropped a single seed in each plug plant, and off we go. The ones that I sowed a few weeks ago are directly in the ground. I just made a drill about 1 centimetre deep again and filled it up, or sowed a load of seeds and covered it back over and watered. Germination was pretty quick on these, I've got to say. We could see them starting to germinate within a few days, keeping the soil consistently moist, same as what we're going to do with the ones we've got today. And then once they are growing, we'll get them, we just left them to their own thing. Thinned them out, of course, to give them a bit of space, 5 to 10 centimetres. But if we're doing it in plug plants, we don't really have to worry about that. And then really easy to look after. There's nothing they really need. They just, as long as the soil is evenly moist, and enjoy. Really that easy. They do need a bit of weeding, of course, and a mulch can, of course, help. Going into the winter or autumn months, that's probably not going to be so much of a problem. So yeah, really, really easy plant to look after. It looks great in the vegetable patch. It looks great in the garden because it's such big leaves with these beautiful red like, and absolutely love it. Tasty and beautiful. Now, if you are wondering why I've done some in plug plants today when I sowed them directly a few weeks ago, reason being is that I'm doing, certainly this year, more and more of plug plants. I don't really like sowing seeds direct. Reason being, when they germinate, it's very hard to tell what is a seed that you've actually sown that you want growing there and what is a weed. And particularly on the allotment, not so much at home, but on the allotment, it's very easy for the couch grass to take over. So I prefer to do station sowing, plug plant sowing, and then we just take those plug plants and put those where they are to go. And that's one the main reason I've done them in plug plants. At home, as I said, we could get away with direct sowing, but what I would do, I'm going to do them in plug plants. We'll put some of these plug plants here at home in the veggie pod where they're protected, in some empty spaces in the garden beds, and of course any leftover will go down to the allotment. There's quite a few here. We don't have to sow them all in one go. And in fact, what I would recommend, sow them every month, say, and just pick the outer leaves as and when you need them. That way you've always got a supply of these delicious mustard leaves using salads and things. Sorry, I've got a bit of wind there. Now, what you could also do with these, so this is one of the reasons I like growing mustard, is leave the leaves or leave the plants to go to seed and produce some seed. You can then take that seed and, of course, save it for a later date, grow your own seed, grow and sow again. Or you could turn it into mustard seeds to use in the kitchen, mustard powder, even mustard sauce if you so wish. One of the reasons I like growing mustard is because it can be used in so many different ways, so many different opportunities with it. So I love it. It's also a very well-known green manure. It's very good. Generally, if you're going to be growing wildflower areas, it's good for depleting the soil. So another reason to grow it. Also, with this red-leafed, giant-leafed, because it's so big, it does shade out quite a few weeds at the same time. That's another good reason to grow it too. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up, and hopefully you're all okay. I will see you again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.